This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, oh, the sales are today. A little bit of Alan Wake and PlayStation stuff. But today we begin with Minecraft. Because according to PC Games N, there are now almost 300,000 enthusiasts are calling upon Mojang to abandon the Minecraft mob vote. Now, they incorporate three mobs. They will incorporate the three mobs into the game. Now, the Stop the Mob vote is gaining some traction, and they've already have almost 300,000 signatures. Now, in 2023, the Minecraft mob vote, the players were presented with the choice between three mobs, the armadillo, crab, and penguin. They were designed to engage directly with the community to establish which new creatures they'd like to see added into the sandbox game. And the mob vote has been recurring features of Mojang's annual live event since 2017. But a lot of players have expressed concerns about the fact that the mobs that won't emerge victorious that will be in the full release of Minecraft. So what happened on October 7th, that was done by Holy Mevermorn, the petition now has 300,000 signatures that is now in a short span of time. That is why, according to Dot Esports, they are rallying to save the game. Because here's what Cheese World Real did say on X. Quote, "We deserve better." And it was an open letter to Mojang Studios, the maker of Minecraft, and I probably screwed up the name, but that is that. So here's what the letter did say. Quote, "We call upon you during these unprecedented times to show the best in humanity. It may seem trivial to only add one fan requested feature instead of teasing all three, but it would mean a lot of the fan base to not do this anymore. We deserve more. Please stop the vote and either release of all the mobs or none at all. It would make a lot more sense instead of teasing the fan base with three good ideas and only adding one. Kind regards, your loyal and loving fans. Hashtag stop the vote." And that was a reply to Minecraft saying that mob vote reveal. Do you want the penguin to be the next mob waddle into Minecraft? Voting begins October 13th. But that is what the players do want. And that is what we see. It's all or nothing. So what will Minecraft do? What will the devs do? We shall indeed see. Now, we know that one thing is coming, and that is Alan Wake. According to Destructoid, he is coming to Fortnite. So in the celebration of Alan Wake 2, and since it's a part of Epic Games, Fortnite is going to add Mr. Alan Wake. So there was some collaboration between the Fortnite devs and the Alan Wake fans there as well. Now, Michael Myers from Halloween has also been seen in the game there holding a knife, and so is Jack Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Maybe they talked to Disney as well. Halloween is indeed coming to Fortnite, but it's not just Halloween. Oh, wait, before we get to that. PlayStation did decide to make an announcement, and that is, according to GameSpot.com and Engadget.com, there are some new PlayStation 5 Slims. The models have been announced. So, and there are some price increases, just saying. Now, there are some price points with this too, but let's get to some of the details about the PlayStation 5 Slim. Now, the all-digital version with the disk drive, well, both of them will be launched. The PlayStation 5 Slims have been, quote, reduced in volume by more than 30% and weight by 18% and by 24% compared to the previous models. That's according to the PlayStation blog post. And both will have a 1 TB SSD for increased storage. Now, the Slim PS5 with the disk drive will cost the same as the current version at $500. But the digital version will have a $50 price increase at $450. That was previously $400. Now, that blog post does confirm that the current stock has been sold out, and the new Slim PS5 will be the only option that can be purchased. Now, the PS5 Slim will also have the option to purchase a separate Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive for $70. And they also will support the horizontal stand for those who prefer to lay their consoles down. But the stand will be sold separately for $30. So, here are the price points for the PlayStation 5 consoles. And I'll only give the US, Europe, and UKs. Well, I'll give Japan too. So, in the US, $500 with the HD Blu-ray disc drive. And the digital edition is $450. Europe, the first one's going to be the Blu-ray disc drive, and the second one will be all digital. 550 euros, 450 euros. That's the digital edition. Blu-ray for UK, 480 pounds. PlayStation digital, 390 pounds. Japan goes with the yen. Blu-ray, 67,000. Digital, 60,000. Now, there is a little bit of a quote to the HD part for the Blu-ray disc. And according to Engadget.com, it's all in the blog post. So here's what the blog post did say. Quote, to address the evolving needs of players, our engineering and design teams collaborated on a new form factor that provides greater choice and flexibility. The same technology features that make PlayStation 5 the best to play are packed in a smaller form factor, along with the attachable Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive and 1 TB SSD for more internal storage. So, would you buy the new PlayStation 5? You can let me know at Joe Brums. All right, what's today? Come on, it's Amazon's big deal days for all the Prime people. And we're gonna start with Polygon because, hey, Dungeons and Dragons is on sale. Here we go. That means, this is just a reminder, people, as I think I said this before, the Dungeons & Dragons Essential Kit, now $12. Dungeons & Dragons Starter Set, Dragons of Stormwreck Isle, $14. Rules Expansion Gift Set, that's now $50. That's a big sale. It was $170. Yeah. Tasha's Cauldron of Everything, now $18. Fizban's Treasury of Dragons, now $19. Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica, which goes with the Magic the Gathering set, and that's $19. And the Sword Coast Adventure Guide is now $16. Now the Tales from the Yawning Portal is now $17. Some of the campaigns, Candlekeep Mysteries, $16. Spelljammer Adventures in Space, $27. Dragonlance Shadow of Dragon Queen, $20. And there are even more. The accessory deals, Dungeons & Dragons Dragonlance Warriors Kryn board game is now $50. And the Waterdeep Dungeon of the Mad Mage map kit is now $16. And there's more to it than that. Now the D&D toys, which are hard. The D&D Golden Archive R.A. Salvatore's The Legend of Dristed Action Picture, along with the packaging bonus, has whatever that name is, HASBROPE, you pronounce it, that's now almost $26. And the Honor Among Thieves Owlbear, oh there you go, $31.50. yep, that's the one, if you saw the movie. So there are more sales to that. Once again, patreon.com/thegroupquest. It's in our Discord. You can see all the sales there. Now, there are some other board games that are coming in with the Prime Day, and that is Flamecraft, this is according to Polygon.com, Robo Rally, ISS Vanguard, The Witcher Old World, we already said Dungeons and Dragons, Magic the Gathering, and there are some other deals that are there, such as Ark Nova, that's at $46, Deal with the Devil, $30, Flamecraft, yeah, we said it, $24. ISS Vanguard, now $127. Star Wars, the deck building game, now $19. And Shatterpoint is $110. There are other board games that are there on sale as well, like Marvel Champions, $45, and Magic the Gathering, Free for All, 2022, for $35, along with others. Now, the strategy board games like Dune is now $30. Star Wars Rebellion is at $70. Twilight Imperium 4th Edition at $105. And Twilight Imperium Prophecy of the Kings expansion is now $62. And the Collector's Edition, The Witcher Old World Deluxe Edition, is $177. Captain 3D Deluxe Edition is $120. Disney The Haunted Mansion, Call of Spirits, Magic Kingdom Park Edition, $12. Miniature games, Star Wars Shatterpoint, $110. That's on the high end. Space Marine Adventure is $17.77.
Yeah, I decided to say it that way.
Now, there are some other games that are out there, like 800 Brown Gorilla, $12. My First Cousin, whatever that is, $19. My Simistics at $51. Words are hard, I don't care. Seven Wonder Duel, $21. Bloodborne the Card Game, $70. Concept is at $33. There's a lot of board games here. Unmatched Marvel for King and Country, $30. Along with the Unmatched Marvel other games. Along with some chess sets, which is the Mooba Beautiful Wooden Chess Set at $36. And a wooden chess set at $36. So you can go check those out. And not just that, Engadget did say that PlayStation VR is now discounted by $40. It's now at $509 at a 7% discount. So that's all the sales. Keep in mind, Amazon Prime does continue on tomorrow. Those deals are done. We will not talk about that on the weekly show. But if any deals spill over to next week, we will let you know on the weekly show. And probably tomorrow too, because Amazon Prime Day is not over. Best Buy's got sales too. Yeah, but we don't do sales. We just tell you about them on Group Quest. This has been a Don Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. Now you found some games that are cheap. And same with the other stuff. Anyway, see you tomorrow.